Page 27. Spotlight. Exercise D. Read and listen to a conversation between a father and son about spending. Notice the spotlighted language.
Dad, check out the smart bikes. Are they cool or what? And there's a place for your smartphone on the handlebars so you can get text. You don't have to look for your phone while you're riding.
You've got to be kidding. Smart bike? Sounds more like a dumb bike. Don't tell me you text while you're riding your bike.
Oops, I shouldn't have said that. What I meant is that I could just stop and take a look.
Look, even if this were a great bike, which it isn't, it's way over our budget. Look at the price. It's astronomical. And what's so special about it except for the ridiculous handlebars, which should be illegal in my opinion?
Well, I can chip in part of the cost. I've saved up a little for a rainy day, like you've always told me to.
Hey, I'm really proud of you for not spending all your money, but this isn't a rainy day. The bike is a totally unnecessary impulse item. They want you to buy it without thinking, and the handlebars are just a gimmick to get you to want it.
But for once, I'd like to be the first person to have something cool, you know?
Well, if you have your heart set on this smart bike, then you'll have to save up and pay for it yourself. But I'll need your word of honor you won't text while you're riding.
Okay, but Dad, by the time I have enough money to buy a smart bike myself, all my friends will have already gotten theirs.
That may be true, but Mom and I won't shell out that much money for this bike, even if you do chip in. It's a matter of principle. You know, money doesn't grow on trees.